You see this week? First week?
What I do is not your business.
Oh, it is. Everything you do. When you mess it up, I can get here at 7:30. This is.
Well, that's not this spot. Oh, yeah, don't shut up. Man.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think you should.
Who's they? Is she or the other one here? Yeah, right.
I think it's him.
Yeah,
probably.
It
would be very nice.
A guy like you should have him belong in the school.
Yeah.
Definitely go there.
100%.
We'll be very supportive.
100%. We're all behind you.
Did you have to put out there for
tomorrow? I'll put it out. You started this.
You started it. You started it.
Well, I'm the problem.
I am going this week. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to say it twice.
Just making sure.
Come in the afternoon.
This year?
Where are you going? Where are you going? You allowed to keep your Jeep open on Shabbos? You could live in there? You're like a Schwarzer, you know? Like a raccoon. I feel like I'm dealing with Sonnenschein's house and you together. I boarded up the whole house for him.
He had a raccoon in there?
He had two. That was wide open.
And there's food in there.
And his wife is baking in there. She took a chunk right out of the guy's anniversary cake, you know? He almost had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy's looking at me. He's like, okay, relax.
This is contract.
And tonight, last night, he walked in, and as he was walking in, he stepped on the nail, went right through his foot.
Why is he busy going in there all day?
Well, because his wife works there.
His wife's working there. Business is open. He has to make a living. How do you think he's paying for everything? She makes panasa.
But he is not interested in paying for them to clean it up.
No, they cleaned it up today.
Right, finally.
Well, the dumpster got switched yesterday afternoon. There's two full dumpsters, so I cleaned it up today. But
I don't remember mine being like that. I went through his house last night.
You didn't have such a mess like this. I don't know why.
We did every piece of shit.
It could be you did, by the way.
He claims he thinks he's up to date. I asked him that. But he's going to Amsterdam.
He's going to Europe today.
He's going with his daughter now, or no?
Yeah, his daughter's going. All right, let's go. We have a big lot. No, it's going for a wedding.
His brother's getting married again.
No. Same brother?
No.
Okay, we are off to Ayin Bey's. Ayin Bey's Amun Aleph. Today's your sponsor, Fu Shlema. Falls Amos Ebben Rocha, Omek Simran, Esther, Brian, Amir, Mazriel, Soro. Yitzchak Mishlam is Yaakov from its Mishan, and Minnesota, and Mazriel, Shkum, Shem, Rocha, Leo, Shem, Fu Shlema, Avram, and Gila, our soldier. Who's in Aza, Sora Sasha Bas Masha, Atzlocho, Esli Bukha, Yafa, Domir, and Peril, Shahaber, Fuhr, Shalema, and Yom Yehud Ben, Sora Yechet.
Dam Yeshiva, you can't do that whole list in the morning.
You're not here in the winter. Omi Matz, Mike Bala.
This year.
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what he was trying to say.
No, that's exactly what I said.
You took out the long coat? You took out the long coat, the big puffy coat. Already?
We're laughing at his joke.
Let's go. Umi Matzis, Mike Muslaler, Shimon Kerev Akiva. So, we basically said yesterday that Reb Shimon that says that by Hektish, the Sadan Hamurkov, no, Chorav Hamurkov and Sadan Hasikamor, is hektish, is going according to Reb Shimon, is going according to Reb Akiva, that meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, and that's why, by hektish, that's included in the, that is hektish, even though normally by a sale, the chorav hamurkav and sadan hasikamor is not included in the sale, because that's considered part of the karka. That's what I saw today, actually. So then the Rashbam later on, we'll see that that's considered The reason the reason is because chasha, but what makes it chasha is that it has a din of karka.
What, the chayav of a sikkim?
Yeah, it's like karka. It's like it has like a din of karka. So it's not part, when you sell, it's like a sada b'tech sada, basically. When you sell a field, and there's a field inside the field, you're not selling it. So same thing, charva murkam, sada sikmo, has that din. So, the Gemara says that Rav Shimon is Rav Akiva. In fact, the Gemara, mi matzis mokmas law, le Rav Shimon Rav Akiva. Could you say that Rav Shimon who holds that it's hektish going to Rav Akiva? Tanya, we have a braisa, hektish shlosha ilonos, Mimata asor lebeisa. So there's just a little conceptual thing over here. I think I finally got it. Maybe not. There's two types of hektish. There's stei achuza and stei mikna. Stei achuza means that it's a field that you inherited, that you're makdish. If you're makdish that field, then you pay. If you want to be paid it. The Torah gives you guidelines of how to be paid a stei achuza, and that is 50 shekel, one shekel for every year, till yovel, and plus a little extra, and a chaimish. So very minimal pidyon. Very minimal pidyon. But a stei mikna that you want to be paid, it goes by value, whatever it's worth. So it's a lot more. So a stei mikna to be paid is the regular, whatever the value is, and that's a lot. So the Gemara is like this. Harei hikdash shlosh ilonos matas ola beisot. Harei hikdash takarka veseilonos shebeinem. So three trees, it gets the karka, it gets everything. Welcome. I tried waiting for you, but I didn't let. Veseilonos shebeinem. The fikach kishu paida bei zera chaimis arim chamisha shaka kasef. When you paida with this amount that the Torah says. I think there is a pasuk over here. Yeah, right here. Bemisdeach was also yaktish ish lashem v'hoi erkol lefi zaroi zera chaimis arim machamishim shaka kasef. That's the pasuk. So that's the valuation that you give and you get and you pay and you redeem. Palchas mikan, if it's less than three trees, or yaser, it's more, it's 10 trees, alkein. Or yishik disha mazach hazeh, means you did not makdish three trees together as one after another. Harezeh loy hikdish loy akarka, ve loy yaser loy nishabaneim. Loy nishabaneim, the way Rashbam learns is that there were little trees there, they're not included. The Tosfos learns, tomei loy nisrak, that don't bear fruit. Those are called Ilon Shabanaim. They're not Choshev because they're just the Tosfos. Ilon Shakam Shem Ezelon like a Shumlu Ritzuf and the Kim and the Ain to Unum Paris, Umdim Liyakar Tve. You ripped them out, used them firewood, whatever you use them for. You know, they're not anchored in like those other trees. So what you do is, when you're Paida, at this point that does not have a Din of a Stei Achuza, sorry, does not have the three trees, so you Paida it as Bishavyeim, whatever the worth is. Because it's not considered that you sold with the karka. V'loy oid, el afilu hiktish zaylonos v'choz v'hiktish karka. Even if you were makdish zaylonos and then you were makdish karka at two separate times, kishu paida paida zaylonos b'shavyeim, still the trees you paida b'shavyeim, v'chozu paida beizera chayim esarim v'chamish ha'kesav. So it's two separate pigeons, basically. The trees is not considered part of the thing. And the karka, now that you had a bezerah chayim esarim, that you redeemed the way the Torah said to redeem. So mani. So the question is, who is this going like? This brisa. Rav Akiva. If you hold this Rav Akiva, the kol shekein makdish. So you always ma'an yafa meicha. So when you makdish, you're for sure giving the karka. So if you're giving the karka, then you should have the same din always of Zerah Chaim Esayrim. There's no such concept of selling a tree without karka. Because you're Meicher Ma'an Yafa Meicher. So it can't be Rebbe Kiva. And Hektish for sure. They bring down, what do you mean Kolch Gematik? I saw Kolch Gematik because every mitzvah, everything you do for the Eibishter, you do Ba'an Yafa. Means if Meicher is Ba'an Yafa, for sure mitzvah is Ba'an Yafa. For sure, Hektish is Ba'an Yafa. You want to give Hektish the best.
Truma, we assume Beinoni. You don't assume Ba'an Yafa.
No, I am not like.
Yeah, but when you're giving, the question is giving. That's the question.
As opposed to Chuma?
Chuma, there's three stages. So we say a guy's Bainini. There's no Bainini on Yafa. What's the, I mean, what's the, what would be a middle ground?
That's exactly the point. Why would we say that he's a Bainini?
I'm saying we're not, it's, the point is Ayin Ra, Ayin Yafa. So there's no, how you gonna, there's two options, either Ayin Ra or Ayin Yafa. Bainini could be Ayin Ra and Yafa also, but it's definitely more than Ayin Ra, it's definitely more than not giving karka.
It's not the lowest. The Truma is not necessarily
See, Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah. See, Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah.
I get it, but it's not.
Yeah. See, Rabbanon. Yeah, but it's still a mitzvah. Ira banon, ha'amri meicher hu de ba'ayin ra meicher, ava makdish ba'ayin yofa makdish. So manufshach, we said that according to our banon, everybody agrees, that's what we said yesterday, that makdish ba'ayin yofa makdish. So then, it means even though you hold that meicher is ba'ayin yofa, ba'ayin ra meicher, but legabi hektish, it would be ba'ayin yofa. So then, this can't be like Rabbanon either. So who's this going like? Elab shita, Rav Shimon hi. So it must be it's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, I leave the man. Who's it going like? Yeah, I leave the Rabbi Kiva. I'll make him a yafa mecha. Because you can make this. El Pshita, I leave the Rabbanon. It's going with the Rabbanon. Because of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds that ki hecha the mecha, ma'ayin ro mecha, maktish nami, ma'ayin ro maktish. Mashiach ara. So he's basically saying, I go according to Rabbanon, but not... But not... Right, not the way Rabbanon said that the hektish... They would agree that Moicher Ba'an Ra, Ba'an Yafa Moicher, Ma'akdish.
They won't.
Run with the Ayin Ra. If you hold Ayin Ra, it's Ayin Ra across the board. So Ayin Ra across the board. The Melo, it's a guy does not keep the karka. A guy's in the karka. Then you have these halachas of how to be paid the hektish.
The kasha is, it can't be Rabbanon, can't be Rav Shimon. And then it's like, no, it's
Rav Shimon, I leave the Rabbanon Shita of Ayin Ra. Now there's a problem with that. What's the problem? The obvious problem.
How does Rav Shimon hold of that Magdish is Ba'ayin Yafa? Ba'ayin Ra?
Why not?
He said specifically, Magdish is Sodom.
Ve'ela Kasha. Hoyel v'nyonkim mistay hektish. That's Gemara's Kasha. Right? So Gemara is a Kasha. Gemara says, I don't understand. Then we're back to square one. If you tell me Rav Shimon holds Magdish Ba'ayin Ra Magdish across the board, then we had yesterday, the whole yesterday's Gemara was to prove that Rav Shimon holds Makdish Ba'ayin Yafa Makdish. Because otherwise, the Sad, we said the Chorav,
it's possible for him to be Mashiach himself.
Right. The Chorav HaMurkav and Sanah Sikimah, we said the reason why it's Hektish is because it's being Yonik from the property of Hektish. But if you tell me Ba'ayin Ra Makdish, so it's not being Yonik from the property of Hektish, then why should Charvas Hamurkav Sada Sigma be hektish? The only reason is because it's joining from the property. But we're saying Ayin Ra. Now he's saying he's changing. He's saying Ayin Ra Makdish. So Ayin Ra Makdish is no property. So why is it hektish then? So very nice. You helped this Bryce over here. You helped your new Bryce of this Bryce or whatever it is in Erechin of how you pay the. But you didn't help yesterday's whole Gemara is out the door. So back to square one on yesterday's Gemara. So what are you being chayzed on yesterday's Gemara? So what's found in the Mishnah then? What's found in Shimon in the Mishnah? Says that Chorav HaMurkav and Sadar HaSikmo is hektish. And the reason why we said that is because it's yearning from the karka of hektish. It's not yearning from the karka of hektish. It's Ayin Ra Makdish.
It's still yearning.
No, not from hektish. It's Ayin Ra. You don't give hektish karka.
It's still
yearning from your property.
Right. It's just the trees.
Just the trees. Then you have a problem. You're back to square one. The whole Gemara doesn't stim. So you didn't really help. You helped, but you didn't help. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a good kash. If Ella kash, you have a yankum stay hektish. Ella, Rav Shimon l'divrim derabbanan kamalahu. This is what's going on over here. It's changing a little bit the whole thing. L'didi, ki hechid meicher ba'ayin ra meicher, maktish na'ayin ba'ayin ra maktish. V'shiyur mishar. So basically, this is what I hold. I'm sticking to my gun. And therefore, so Vishir Mishai, and therefore, And Echnami, there would be a problem according to this. It helps this brisa of the pigeon. But yesterday's Gemara is a problem. Lidit choy, but you rabbanon, oidele miha, the loy hiktish elachar of amurka of asadan asikamon. Means you rabbanon who hold that even bar got that all those things are included in the sale, that everything's included when you sell a field. For sure, you should be moided to me. The chor of a murk and sana sycamore will be hektish. Yeah.
It's your last day here.
No.
Fine.
Look in a minute. One second. Right. Sorry. And according to you, when you said that right, the bargas is not included, that's what he's saying. We'll see in a minute. So, but be moided to me that at least Chorav Murkav and Sana Sikmo would be included. That's what he's saying. No. No. That's what I just said. That's what I just said.
You could be right.
Now, why is Chorav Amurkav Asana Sikmo? Not a problem. You're not here in the winter?
A different chair. Sort of shit. It was 7 days. This
year or something. And Ivy said he's not here. Shabbos? Charlie said, I'm not here this year.
Hold on, when?
He's got the Arizona Cup. Anyway,
finally heard.
So Zaki Rabbanon have a comeback. But Amli Rabbanon loy shno, no. Then mechatesi that if you hold noisa matana is match is. No, that Makdish is doimet and Eisa Matana, which means that it's either all or none. I mean, they don't hold, there's no splitting, you can't split the hairs. If you hold that it's Ayin Yafa, then everything is included. And if you hold Ayin Ra, then nothing is included. So there's no reason why it should be included. Why are you saying that Chorava Murkav and Sana Sikamor should be included? Right, so he's the Rabbanon is saying that it's either all or none.
No, Friday.
Loishna. So Gemara says. So one second, why would it be, and why did he understand that Chorav Murkav Asana Sikmo was different, according to Reb Shimon? Elit choyd is the man yafa yosemidai, gabe hektish. Elit choyd is the man yafa yosemidai, gabe hektish. I feel like this brother good guy. She ain't a machansad, a dying elchem. He lost his amount of money for the king. I remember and yafa, and my gabe, my master of Hedja. My master of Hedja's got a kind of cool, my yafa, which I'm a kind of cool.
He's saying words. Just because you can't hear, doesn't mean
that. Rabbam's not saying that. Rabbam's saying fakir. Rabbam's saying that. The dechoy that everything is included in if you hold moicher and yafa and hektish is similar to moicher, then everything is included. I know, but that's not what he's saying. Oy de li mio, lo hit el chor va mukos an asik mo.
Why is part does include it? Should be only sad l'shekmo.
That's not what Rambam says.
You see
look at the Rambam. El tchoyd is the chub ein yafa yosem eda gabe hakdish. Afilu lahakdish bavegat.
Right, everything.
As opposed to
in the chor.
Which is normally not a chal sada. So at least you should have said. That the minimum we should have said is that the Chorva Shikma, Chorva Murkam, and San Sigma will be included.
Right. Only that, not Barbados.
Not only. Everything.
Yeah. No, only that. What, only that. That's a caution.
So what's the Chor? Read the Rishbam.
The
Chor
that you say, Ayin Yafa. You're saying everything. I'm saying don't say everything.
Even with Ayin Yafa.
Even with Ayin Yafa, only do the San Shikma.
No. But what does it mean? What's the Chor? It's a backwards way of saying it.
They're saying that Magdash is buying Yafa, right?
Who's they? He's going to Rabbanon.
Rabbanon
said
Magdash is buying Yafa, not Mechira.
Rabbanon hold Magdash buying Magdash. So
Magdash
everything's included. Everything's included.
He's saying that don't do Sadam Shikma. Even according to you, that you say, I hold nothing's included by Magdash. Right, Dibshem?
Oh, so then I was right the first time.
So I'm a corroborating your words. You asked the
question. So the second thing time I said was wrong. So I was right the first time.
What was the two different times?
I'm saying what I said
night.
First was right. No.
Last night was the first time.
You're learning the Gemara different then. So basically, Reb Shimon is saying, according to your Rabbanon, that you hold the Hekdesh of Ayin, Yafa, and everything is Mukdash. Even Bar Vagat, everything is Mukdash. So at least be Moide to me that Chorvach Murkav and Sana Sikmo should be included.
Only that.
At least that. Not only. At least that.
Not Bar Vagat.
They hold Bar Vagat is included. What do you mean? They hold it is included.
That's a question.
No, Rav Shimon is saying, according to your Shita, at least that's included. Because
included.
You hold everything's included.
We don't.
It's figured out. No, it is
no at least
Manj
that.
Manj Vanyafa, why not? Why are you saying that's not?
Because then what's the
Manj Vanyafa? Because it's part of the dust. That should not be included. Only
okay,
Sadam
yeah.
Shikma.
Oh, right, okay, same thing.
No,
you are. That's exactly what he's saying.
He's excluding the bar of the dust.
But this is more of a reason to exclude. It's a bigger inclusion.
The land doesn't
serve the land. Why is a bigger reason? Why is
I understand, but according to Rabbanon, everything will be included.
He's not
asking Kasha. He's saying how he's learning the Mishnah. He's not asking Kasha. There's no Kasha over it. He's explaining the Mishnah. We're saying a new Pshat in the Mishnah. The Rav Shimon says El Charo Sigma. What he's saying is that you're a bonon hole that everything's included. And I'm telling you that Lishitasi, at least the Char of Amurkam and Sana Sigma should be included. You hold everything's included. You're a bonon hole everything included. I say no. I say that Bar Gavados is not included because that's not part of the field. But at least Charva Mukha Sana Sigma, that's going to be included.
And nothing else. And then Rabbanon Loishna.
Rabbanon hold everything's included.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Rabbanon holds nothing's included. So it's a bimoy to me that at least something should not be included.
They hold everything's included already.
Right, but these. And what's Rabbanon hold?
That it's not included.
Nothing's included.
Only Charva Mukha Sana Sigma.
That's
Rav Shimon saying. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Shimon,
yeah,
I'm actually They're trying to figure out who he's going like. So he's saying that if Shimon does not hold the Rabbanon Shita of Ayin Yafa, he holds Ayin Ra. He holds Ayin Ra. When you sell a field, it's Ayin Ra. It doesn't work. Not like Rabbanon. Rabbanon holds Ayin Yafa. Ayin Yafa means everything's included. Bar of Dos, everything's included. The whole 9 yards. I don't hold like that. I hold that it's Ayin Ra. But at least the Chorav HaMukra, Sala Sikma, should be included. And Rabbanon answered him, no, it doesn't work that way. You can't split it. Ramon says that doesn't work. You're splitting. You're saying you don't hold like me.
No, but by
you don't hold like me, but you want to hold on one thing. And they're saying no. It's either all or none. It's either all or none. If you hold Ayin Yafa,
that's not a Darbon and learn.
It's not a kash, machloikas. It's machloikas of Shimon. I'm saying, this is the Gemara's Blaz Maskana, this is how Reb Shimon holds. It's not a kash. It's Maskana. There's machloikas of Shimon and Rabbanon. That's machloikas of Shimon and Rabbanon. That's the machloikas. Rabbanon holds that everything's included?
In what?
By Hekish? When you sell a field.
Sell a field? When you sell it by Hekish.
No, everything.
By Hekish or Hekish? Both.
By Hekdesh.
Because
right.
By Mechiri you hold that it's an Ayin Ra.
No, there's no Kasha. There's no Kasha.
Yeah, but that's the difference between Hekdesh.
Hekdesh, Rabbanon hold everything to be included.
But that's what he's trying to differentiate.
Shimon holds only Charev Sikmo, Sadan Shikmo. Charev Amok, Sadan Sikmo. Yeah, that's what he holds. That's the Lachal Maisa.
That's why I disagree with him.
That's what it seems like.
What does he hold?
What's the board Ayin Ra?
That was what we said.
Yeah.
But Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says Elo. What do you mean? Reb Shimon's Shita is...
It's a Shita Sabana.
No.
That's a Dikhu. He himself says he's not going to have kind of thing.
Oh, you think he's
just
saying...
He's saying Dikhu. Please agree with me on half of it.
That's
why I'm
Kasha. That's...
Yeah. That's why I'm going to come on.
Elo, Dikhu, the Islamayin.
But it was a Dikhu. Be with you. At least part of it is not a Dikhu.
I forgot. She's very close to that.
Nothing. That was the whole thing. The first time the Kasha was going to him still had this, and the Gemara fell off on the thing of Shabbat and Shabbat.
He's just was answering to Rabban.
Too many names there.
Right, so when the Mishnah says, who's he going like? He's going to Rabban?
Yes, he's saying to Rabban. He himself also be not even much of Ayin Ra.
I'm not just going to anybody now, he's just going to the sheep.
Also the Tchumen.
Well, he's going to the sheep.
Right, yeah, that's correct. Means his sheet is Ayin Ra, and that's why it stems with the Braisa in Erechim. That stems the Braisa in Erechim. You don't have to worry about you only paid it like Steachuza. We have yesterday's problem Gemara. We have a problem yesterday's Gemara. That we said that the reason why Charev Amurkav and Sadan Sikmo is included by Hekdesh is because it's Yoinik from Stay Hekdesh. But if you hold Ayin Ra, there's no Yonika, so it should not be included. So he's saying, that's what the Gemara yesterday said. Because it's Yonika, that's why, well, if it's Yoinik from Hekdesh, it belongs to Hekdesh. That was the Gemara yesterday. We're not going back. If you didn't understand yesterday, it's over. I'll come back in 7 years.
Yeah,
anyway. We're just joking. So now the Gemara says, you're right. So legabe that, you'll have to learn that part of the Mishnah will have to be according to Rabbanan Shita. And Rabbanan say it doesn't work. It's either all or none. Rabbanan says either all or none. Either everything's included. Ayin Yaf is across the board. Reb Shimon says, no, you can split it. Ayin Yaf doesn't be across the board. No, whatever you mefarish, if you're not mefarish barvados, that's what Rashbam says, it's not included. Because it's not part of the field. So you have to be mefarish it. So you can't just say everything's included. It's not part of the mishtamsh of the field. That one wouldn't be included. Rabban said, no. If it's Ayin Yafa, it's across the board. Don't ask, everything's included. The grill, everything. Everything's included.
What about the axis road?
The axis road? The axis road also be included.
No.
If you hold Ayin Yafa, it's included. No, if it's Ayin Yafa, you're not included because you sold everything.
So everything
belongs
to one person.
So everything belongs to the guy you sold it to. You don't have anything.
There's no such thing as access.
There's no access. You don't own anything.
Access to what?
No, according to Reb Shimon.
Right.
According to Reb Shimon in Rabbanon, the only thing that is included in the sale is the Charev Amurkav Sadan Sikmo. What do you mean? Ayin Ra, Meicher. Of course you have access. It's Ayin Ra. Reb Shimon holds Ayin Ra.
Exactly what I specified.
Reb Shimon holds Ayin Ra. Nothing is sold. Reb Shimon is saying, according to you, Reb Shimon. Okay, very good. Zati Gemara. The kaka should play the part of the line which of yam khaza play the zar khamis am kham what do you mean this is Tyra so maybe we should just make a summary every day of 3 minutes where the bottom line is and that's what we put out of the video.
I thought that was the point of doing it first last night and then doing it today.
that was the point. You wouldn't even get here. You should have seen last night.
How'd you learn last night?
A lot similar, but a little different. But I'm Leah Bonon. Loishnam. Okay, my came to law, Kerb Shimon. So what do you say? You say now that it's like Kerb Shimon. The means the Mishnah is like Kerb Shimon. You see, the Gemara does to say that. It's interesting. Kerb Shimon in Rabban. Ema Seifa. It's a funny lashon that the Gemara says that. Emesefa, it can't be Reb Shimon. Lo yoyed afilu hektish zelarns v'chaz v'hektish zakaka. Shupoy the point is zelarns v'shavyein. V'chaz upoy the beizar chamisar mechamish shakkas. That's what we said because it's two separate things. You didn't sell it to hektish. You weren't maktish at the hektish in one shot. Two separate things. Each one gets redeemed at its own pace. So the trees get redeemed the value because they're not steachuza. The rest of it has like a din a steachuza and it gets redeemed with the Torah's evaluation, which is a lot less. So Gemara says, "V'yir Shimon lays a bus of pigeon. V'nifigo agav arayu. Let's go bus a pigeon. At the end of the day, does Hektish own the karka and the trees? Yes. So then, why is that not considered that you own Maktish Shloishi Ilonis with karka, which is the din of the Torah of being poida at chamishim shekel kesef, which is not the value, it's a lot less. Why are we saying that you split the hairs over here?" So Gemara says, and how do you know that he goes bus pinyon? Dashamina le'er Shimon, does bus pinyon. We know the halacha like this. The Tanya, we have another brisa. Minayin lekeach sodom aviv, ve'egdisha of akach meis aviv. A guy buys a field from his father, and then he's makdashit, no problem. At this point, it's a sodom mikna. It's a bought field. This kid bought it from his father. It's a regular mikna. It's not a steachuza. And then he's makdish it. If he wants to be paid there at this point from Hekdish, he has to pay full price. But then Papa dies. Vachamei's obvious. At this point right now, really this field is a stay achuza. Right now. But when he was makdish it was a stay mikna.
That's how it works.
No, well, we're going to see. The Gemara's handling. That's the Gemara's Shiloh. That's the Gemara's Shiloh right now. It's a Shiloh. How do you know it should be funok teachuza? Even though when he did the hektish, it wasn't. Tam lemer v'im es machlokas v'im es stay miknosa ashloim es teachuza also. So the she'ain rule is teachuza, but yazu she rule is teachuza. This one's royal teachuza, so this would go into the realm of teachuza. Divrei Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. Reb Meir argues. Reb Meir even no. Minay lekach sodom aviv umeis aviv achakach hektish. Only at that way, which is you kind of from your father, you bought it, and you were, and then your father died, and then you were makdish it. So when you were makdish it was a steachuza. Then they hold it's fine. But if you do it the other way, you first makdish it when it's stay mikna, and then the father dies, they wouldn't hold that it would be a steachuza. It was stay mikna because that's what you did when you were makdish it. So minayin shtei lefanok steachuza. You paid there a lot more money. It's the value. It's a killer.
No, don't give it away.
I don't know if you can't buy them, your father.
No, you don't.
You buy it and make sure that you don't give it back till he dies, so you inherit it. Yeah. You get that piece of, you get that building. Minaj de Lefonix de Achuza. I don't know where you're going with this. Minaj de Lefonix de Achuza. Tam Lemar, Vime Ste Miknosoi, Ashaloi Miste Achuzosoi. Soda Sheena. Steachuza, Yazushi Steachuza. It is a Steachuza right now. Vilu Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. What do they do? How do they learn out this halacha? No, Ech Demes Av Achadish Shleitzich Kro. That's Pashat. If you kindness them from your father, and guy's kindness them from his father, and his father dies, and then he's Makdish, of course Steachuza. What is it? Not Stei Mikna. At this point, it's a Steachuza. He was Makdish when it's Steachuza. You don't need a Pasuk for that. So that's for sure you don't need a Pasuk. Ki Sakro Ech Demes Av Achadish. That's when you need a Pasuk. The case before where it's controversial because you were makdish when it was stay mikna. At the end, it came to you. While it was mahektish, it came to you. Is that called stay mikna? Is that called stay achuza? When you were makdish, it wasn't a stay achuza. Maybe that's stay mikna. or no, fakaritan. It's a big nafkamina. How you paid it? So Gemara says, so that's what we need a pasuk for. Menaluhu. How does Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon know to darshan a pasuk that like they were learning that if you marked the shit before he died, it has din of stachuza. Maybe it's like Rameir. Maybe Rameir is right. Maybe Rameir is right, which is the pashtus. Well, you would think Rameir, l'chor is the most svar to say he's right. So ima haikro, em l'chad Rameir dasa. How do you know? Maybe the pashtus comes down like Rameir. Simple. Some balacha. It has to be a stachuza when you're marking it. Otherwise, not good. Yeah, but it's a big chiddush to learn. You have to have from the pasuk to tell you that the pasuk is telling you that. Without the pasuk, without showing you from the pasuk, you can't say that really, a chiddush like that. Ella, mishum da azi bas opinion. It must be because they go bas opinion. If you go bas opinion, then it has nothing to do with when you were marked. It's just when you appointed it. Yeah. Vahacha kro ashka vadarish. And he has a pasuk to back this up. One second.
Skip
I skipped along. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a bus pigeon. So male, that's a raya. That he's going bus pigeon. So I'm having Nachman Yitzchok. No, loyalom ba'amar b'yudur Shimon loyal bus pigeon. So you don't have a kasha. Your whole kasha started because you said Rav Shimon goes bus pigeon. No, it doesn't go bus pigeon. You're back to square one. So how do you know that your pasuk is saying this massive chiddush? If you tell me about the pasuk, you know, it's not the pasuk. But now you tell me the pasuk is telling you a massive chiddush. From the pasuk, you don't see anything. So maybe the pasuk is like Rameir, which is simple. So Gemara says, "V'ha'acha kro ashka v'darish im kelichta v'kro v'im estei miknosa shaloi achuzosoi ina misteachuzosoi my asher loy misteachuzosoi." That extra pasuk, asher ainu ruya liyoy steachuz yazu shiruya liyoy steachuzo. They have a limit in the pasuk because the pasuk says it in a funky way. So the limit tells you that something that's ruya to be steachuzah and doesn't have to be something that's a steachuzah mishas you makdish it. So Melo, that's the end of the Gemara. Amar Avuna. Now we're bringing. We said Charav Amukah. So the Sycamore. We say a few things. Lagabi this halacha. Let's finish to the end of the Masechta. End of the Perek. I'm sorry, you're leaving now, so it's the end of the Masechta for you. Oh man, okay, relax. Amar Avuna Charav Amukah Vesadan Asikamor. Amar Avuna Charav Amukah Vesadan Asikamor. Torus Elon Olav. That has the din of a tree. The Torus Karka Olav. This is where I got it from. And it's Torus Karka. Torus Karka Olav. The Lemis Davin Agavara. Can I skip? Torus Elon Olav. The Hechad Aktish. Izovin Shtei Elonos Vahai. Ishla Karka. Means it could be included in a sale. And it's considered a tree that you get the Karka for Hektish. Because Hektish only gets Karka for three trees. But it has also Torus Karka Olav. It really plays both sides of the coin. The lemis davin agavara. That when you sell a field, this has, we said, we were using the word chashivas. From this Gemara, you see that what chashivas means is that it has a din of karka. Chorav amurk v'sad sigma, because I guess it's yonik from the karka so much, that's what makes it happen. So it has a din of karka. So it's like being meicher a field but teich a field, which is not, doesn't work. So over here, it wouldn't work. That's one. That's the thing. Lemis agar. V'amar avun another halacha. Another two halachas. Aymish yesh bois asayim. You have a pack of wheat that has a sasayim, which is a lot. So toras aymer olav has din of aymer, but toras gadish olav. So toras aymer olav it has din of aymer. The shnei aymerim shikha shnayim v'hu ena shikha. So this pack. It helps on both ends. Also a funny halacha. It helps that the other two bundles will not become Eimer, because now it's three. But it also has a Torah's Gadish Alav, the Tanan Eimer, Sheyesh Bo Sasayim, Shekha and Shekha. So it's really both things. It's Sai knocks off the two, which really maybe it shouldn't, because it has no Sheikhas. It's not a bundle. It's a truckload. So why is it even shaykhus? But no, it does. That's it's makel on both ends. That's what it does. It's a very interesting halacha here. Yeah, but it's just playing both sides really. I'm a shadow sazaim, shikha and a shikha. I'm a rabbi of Khan of Shlokish, Khorva Murkov, Vesadana Sikmo, Banul Machloikis, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Banon. We'll bring Machloikis, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Banon. That Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi holds a cup of Shimon, the Ma'ain Ra Makdish. And that even the Khorv, the Khorv a Murkov and Sana Sikamore would the Khor not be Kaddish. And the Rabbanon disagree. So Gemara says, "Vlei Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabbanon." I don't understand. Just say Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. Who's Rav Yosi? Who's Rav Nachman Rav Yosi? So Gemara says, "Kamashlon Rav Nachman Rav Yosi Rav Shimon Sirele." Because Rav Shimon, we know. Rashbam says, "Kamashlon the Ha Diflash Mina that he did Rav Shimon and Melisham Mina Le Dil Devreim Der Rabbanon Kamalu Kakim Vaslael." Means it has to be from what we spared Ois in the Sugya. That Rabbi Shimon was Lidivrem der Rabbanon Kamar, because otherwise the whole two the Mishnah wouldn't stream with the Braisa of Shtei Achuzah, so it has to be like that. So that's partial. That's not a Chiddush. So he wanted to bring down that the Nachman Rabbi Yosi, he also holds like Rabbi Shimon, and that's why we brought this in. Hadron Allah, Amar Chazabayis, Hadron Allah, Amar Chazabayis. Next Gemara is a real big Agadah Gemara. Interesting Gemara. It's a real big Agadah Gemara. Very, very famous Gemara. I'll be a Shabbos morning, believe me or not. Ben Azai Aymer. Ben Azai Aymer, I'm a rotz le mitzvah kala kebacham. No. Who are you? I'm alti voz le chalodom. Means be careful with everybody because you never know. Alti maf le chalodover. Means different.
Don't argue everything.
Right. You never know where your bread is buttered.
Yeah. You're gonna have to ask him 2 hours later. Like, I borrowed $20,000.
Exactly. Yeah. Ay.